This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and I thank you so much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, one of our regular contributors, esteemed automotive journalist Paul Eisenstein, will be with us to tell us all about some of the stories making headlines in the world of automobiles. Coming up in hour number two, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, we're going to be joined by a representative from Consumer Reports and talk a little bit about EPA standards and a bunch of other things. I also have collected over the last week lots of cool little surveys and stuff, and I'll be talking to you about that in hour number two of the program. And of course, we've got much more after that. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the usual number, toll-free, so feel free at 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com. Well, joining us now, live from the Motor City, is esteemed automotive journalist, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, the one and only Mr. Paul Eisenstein. Welcome, Paul, and thanks for your time.
Hey, good to be with you, Bob. Thanks.
Let's begin with a story which put a smile on my face. It's the lead story right now with the DetroitBureau.com. Turns out that millennials can't exist without their cars. A study shows half would give up social media for a week before their car. That sounded good.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? We have been making it sort of the conventional wisdom for, oh, I can't think of how many years, that millennials, well, they love their cell phones, they love their Game Boy, their gaming gear and everything else. And the last thing on their list of what they want was the car. And we got it wrong. And I mean, everybody who talks about cars, all the media, all the analysts, it's rather interesting. All of a sudden, and maybe it's just a factor of them starting to get older, but they really love their automobiles. And by the way, some other studies I've seen recently have suggested that it does seem to reflect the aging of the millennials. The older they are, the more likely they're off many times moving away from big cities and setting up suburban households and starting families. So I guess it's really no surprise. They could live probably with Uber and Lyft and what have you. But as generations have found out before them, there's nothing like owning a car.
That is so true. Let's talk about Uber and Lyft, because these new ride and car sharing services are definitely cutting into vehicle sales. Tell us about that, Paul.
Yeah, there have been some studies. One of my colleagues, one of our team members, did write about the fact that there's already some evidence that there are some people, particularly in cities, who are giving up their cars. And I have to say, Bob, I can get it. I'm originally from the New York area, and I know that when I lived in the city as opposed to out in the suburbs, there were times that it just didn't make an awful lot of sense to have an automobile. You could just as easily get around. Actually, easier. Sometimes you had to really go out of your way to find a place to park your car and what have you. So for many people, particularly in urban areas, it just makes more sense not to have a car. And there are some other studies we've written about. As a matter of fact, you and I have talked about it, Bob. You may recall some studies have said by late in the next decade, a good percentage, perhaps even a majority of people, will spend most of their time in an automobile inside a vehicle that's operated by a ride-sharing service that is probably autonomous or fully driverless, and is probably being driven by batteries.
Amazing. Speaking of autonomous vehicles, all I can think about when I read this story is, again, another place that we're going to lose workers. It seems as if Tesla is testing big rigs, semi-tractor-trailer trucks out in Nevada in the autonomous mode. Paul, can you see a time when the country's highways will be filled with these pilotless trucks carrying cargo around?
I certainly think that the trucking industry is going to look for it, Bob. We already have another company called Otto, which you may recall did a beer run about a year ago. What did they take? Something like 50,000 cases of beer from a Budweiser factory to a Budweiser distributor. And so there's a big push to try to find ways to get the trucker out of the truck. Now, there's a couple reasons for that. One, some people feel it's safer. And on big highways, it may just be the case. Another is, as you know, there are limits on how much time a trucker can spend behind the wheel in a particular day. So you're not going to have 20 today, unless you have tandem teams operating in a rig, you can't have a truck operating 24 hours a day. And with an autonomous rig, well, guess what? You could have it going coast to coast in, you know, maybe less than 2 days because it would be not subject to all those limits. You know, there's another reason, Bob, and this is a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
Can you guess what it is?
Well, certainly trackability by the person who is using the truck. My mind is not hitting on all eight cylinders. Go right ahead, tell us, Paul.
Well, here's the one that most people don't realize unless they follow the truck business. It's getting harder and harder to find people to drive trucks.
It's true. You see the signs.
Yeah. Yeah, think of the last time you were on the road. Good chance about one out of every three or four trucks that you see has an ad on the back of it saying, hey, want to drive? Want to earn some money? Call this number. And the reality is that trucking companies are actually struggling to come up with enough people to drive to keep those rigs going. So
that is amazing.
Trucks may not just replace jobs, they may replace jobs that are today going wanting.
Yeah, that is so true. It just shows how generations change. There's definitely a shortage of drivers. You see the signs everywhere. And kind of reminds me, too, of automotive technicians or what we used to call mechanics. A lot of younger people are turned off when they hear that. But today, it's not a dirty, greasy job. It's more of a computer job. And there's a great shortage of young people going into mechanical school to learn the art of maintaining vehicles. So that's another problem we face, Paul.
Exactly. You're absolutely right. It's a big surprise, but many people think that, you know, jobs are disappearing. Well, in many cases, jobs aren't necessarily disappearing. They're not getting filled. And so in some cases, high technology, such as autonomous technology, maybe what's necessary to simply keep trucks running and then to get them on the road itself with nobody behind the wheel in the future.
Yeah, it's an amazing time that we live in right now. Lots of things around the corner. And speaking of that, if you've got a question for Paul, we would love to hear from you. You can call up via our toll-free line, 855-660-4261. Do you have a favorite new vehicle? Are you in the market for a pre-owned vehicle? If you want to run a couple of suggestions by myself and Paul between both of us, and no doubt we've driven it, and we'll give you our 2 cents worth. And we'll also throw out a quick trivia question here, and this is about a Cadillac from the 1990s that was based on a rear-drive Opel platform. It wasn't a much-loved vehicle. It began with the letter C. What was the vehicle that I'm referring to? 855-660-4261. We're going to slide right into Pit Row, and then more Auto World around the corner. I'm Bob Lawn.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. seems I always end up driving by.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Anyone out there who has a rescue dog, start them on a Dynavite diet.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
You better watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there.
Thank you so much for joining me here. Paul Eisenstein is along for the ride. We thank you so much for being with us. We've got a trivia question out there. Speaking of Cadillacs, as was referenced in that song, I'm thinking about a forgotten Cadillac, a bit of a misstep on the part of Cadillac before they came out with their new slogans and new sharp styling. they were playing around with a bunch of different things, including this Opel, which was rebadged, a Cadillac sold in the 1990s, began with the letter C, and it was a rear-wheel drive vehicle. You don't see them around these days. The telephone number is 855-660-4261. We are live, and if anybody gets the answer to that question, we have got a cool prize courtesy of the folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage. Paul, as we continue to talk about high-tech stuff, let's talk about the Big Data Consortium. This is another mixing of high-tech and automobiles as more and more companies are really beginning to take autonomous vehicles seriously.
Yeah, Bob, by the way, I'm going to give, do you mind if I give another clue to the listeners?
Sure, go right ahead.
Cadillac cars. I'll give you a hint. We always, as you know, like to make fun of bad vehicles by giving them nicknames. There was a Mercury Mistake, for the speak. Remember that one?
Yeah, very
and,
good.
Excuse me, this Cadillac was, well, here's the last half of its nickname. The Something Terrible. The Something Terrible. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, Bob. It was itself a mistake, and I am glad to say that the first car to follow it was quite an interesting, innovative vehicle. You may recall the CTS, which began the Cadillac Renaissance that we continue to see them trying to pull together today. Now,
absolutely.
You want to get back to data?
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit about data, but that really reminds me that art and science wasn't that long ago that it was first introduced. And, of course, nowadays, I'm not quite sure the direction that Cadillac is going in. Paul, they seem to be softening the edges a little bit.
Yeah, they are. And by the way, Bob, you may recall reading this story that I did and a few others did, a few other outlets touched on just a few weeks ago. And I was a bit disappointed because I had taken some heat a little bit later in the year than this, a year ago, actually following the Pebble Beach Concours. I had met with the head of the Cadillac brand, then talked with a lot of other people inside, and reported that there was going to be a wholesale scale back of the ambitious product program that Cadillac was bringing to market. Well, surprise, surprise, I got beaten up very badly by it. Even Johann Dinesh himself tried to downplay my report. Now, you want to know what's just happened?
Tell us, Pat.
Turns out, Bob, I was right. And in fact, Mr. Nishin recently had an interview in which he acknowledged that they are going to scale back mightily. We're going to see fewer sedans, and as I did report last year, we're going to see more SUVs. So among other things, we're going to see the Cadillac CTS and ATS product combined into one and as yet unidentified sedan. We're going to see the XTS go away. We've also been hearing rumors, I think was it Reuters that first reported, that GM as a whole is looking at eliminating as many as six of their passenger car models, and one of those could be the CT6, their flagship, which is a real surprise. We're also not going to see the flagship sedan, even above the CT6, that they were working on even just about a year or so ago. I said this last year, that they were probably going to drop the model that was going to be their top line, the 7 Series competitor, and that one, variously, depending on who you believed inside, was going to be called the CT8 or CT9. Well, now it looks like that's not going to happen. So I see a little bit of redemption. We took a lot of heat last year for reporting on a major cutback by Cadillac, and now it appears we were spot on.
That's great, and that's another reason why we should take a moment here and remind folks about all the wonderful things that you offer at thedetroitbureau.com, and the price is right.
Yeah, it is right. Everything we do at thedetroitbureau.com is free. You, of course, can come to the site. We put up a lot of copy, and we have some big stories coming out this week. We'll be looking at, in the next few days, we'll be looking at a brand new Infinity concept. We're going to be having reviews of some products, including the brand new 2018 generation Ford F-Series. We're going to be looking at the new Chevy Traverse, which I had the chance to drive last weekend. Well, we're off embargo. We're going to be putting up a review, and we'll also have a review of the new Range Rover Velar, which I went all the way over to Norway to drive, Bob. So that's on the site. But you can also sign up for our newsletters. We'll send you a newsletter every time we put up a story, if you'd like. Otherwise, you can sign up for a daily, weekly, or even monthly. And we have, of course, RSS and Twitter feeds. Everything, as always, free at thedetroitbureau.com.
Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. Email me up as well, bob at autoworldradio.com. Let's go back into high tech and talk about this big data consortium. Toyota and Intel are two of the players in there, but this, once again, is signs of the merging of two different industries in one, vehicles and high technology.
Yeah, there's a couple of interesting stories here, Bob. One of the broad stories is that Toyota, a company you recall, never liked to work with anybody. They always try to do everything in-house, and suddenly they're doing a lot of things in partnership. In some cases, these are with high-tech firms like Ericsson and Intel and Docomo, which is the big telecom company out of Japan, and a few others. And we also, of course, just recently had Toyota announce that they were going to do this amazing joint venture with Mazda. They're going to develop electric vehicles, bring them to market, and to help build those and other products, they're putting up a $1.6 billion plant here in the United States, and is already seeming to be a bit of a bidding war between states trying to see who can win that contract to build, to house that new factory. But this latest joint venture, like I said, with companies like Ericsson and Intel, is aimed at ways of bringing data into your car. Now, your car, if it's recent, is likely to use a lot of data, your Navi systems, your audio and entertainment, and a lot of other things. Well, going forward, your car is going to do a lot more. You know, you're going to soon be able to, for example, and this is just one example, you'll be able to order a coffee ahead of time through your car if you have the new Sync 3 system in a Ford. And going forward, you're going to be getting all these ultra-high-resolution maps that will help you do autonomous and semi-autonomous car driving. And when we get back, Bob, let's talk about just how much data that all is going to need.
All right, sounds like an excellent idea. We'll step aside for some important messages, and more of Auto World is coming your way, so don't touch that dial.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Chances are you wouldn't mind having more energy, better digestion, or more comfortable joints and muscles, right? But if you've taken supplements before without much success, be aware that most supplementation fails to address the body's number one antioxidant and detoxification system. Free radicals and toxins on a daily basis assault our bodies. Stopping the inflammation they create and to successfully detoxify requires great quantities of the body's primary antioxidant, glutathione. To successfully turn on whole body glutathione production and cleanse all 37.2 trillion cells requires large amounts of the peptide cysteine, which can only come from food, and a little help from our frequency encoding science. You cannot buy cysteine in a pill. Nature's richest source of cysteine is raw whey protein powder. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded, energetically enhanced raw whey derived from Amish raised grass fed cows. Try it and you just might like how much better you may feel. Please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for being here. Paul Eisenstein is with us. We're talking about technology and data. Paul just told us that the latest variation of Ford Sync system is going to offer you the opportunity to order a coffee in advance of getting to the favorite coffee shop. And that's just the beginning of many things that we're going to see. Of course, out at Consumer Electronics every year, we see more and more connected homes being added into the mix, and a lot of these are going to also be integrated into cars. Paul, it is an awful lot of data, and the sky's kind of the limit. How far do you think it's going to go?
Well, let's put it this way, Bob. They're talking about exabytes of information. Okay, you know, we've all heard megabytes and gigabytes and even terabytes if you're into the latest computers. We're now talking exabytes, exabytes. And according to Toyota, just by 2025, the average car is going to need 10,000 times more data coming into it and leaving it than we have today. And that, by the way, is just 2025, when only the very first of the autonomous vehicles will be on the road. So if you want to talk about 2030, 2040, 2050, I mean, it's like the difference between the amount of data you needed in those earliest dial-up computers versus the stuff that you have streaming into your home today. And one example is the mapping systems that you're going to be needing. You know, today's maps are reasonable, but anybody who's had a navi in their car knows that every so often on the phone, that knows every so often, they can get confused. It might think you're on the freeway, you're driving on the service drive, or you might not even know exactly where you're located. Well, in the future, those systems are going to be so precise, they will know exactly where you are, down to within a matter of inches. And that's a lot of data, especially when those are going to be 3D maps. So they'll know if there are overhead bridges and things like that. And one of the questions is, how do you manage all that? What do you do with the data? How do you get into the car and out of it? And what do you do when it's up in the cloud and so on? And that's what this new consortium that Toyota has partnered in. Now, I should note that there's a lot of other people doing similar things. The big German manufacturers bought, I believe it was Nokia's mapping, ultra-high-definition mapping system called HERE. And there's a lot of other consortia being formed around the world. And there are also some new tech firms. There's an outfit called Chimera that's using basically military technology that'll be able to drive huge amounts of data into and out of your car. Sort of the difference between that dial-up and a gigabyte pipeline, fiber optic system going into your car. But it'll be doing it through the satellite systems. So lots to come. Watch this space.
Absolutely. You're not kidding. And speaking of lots to come, the annual Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance, not only is the so-called Super Bowl or World Series of classic car shows, it also is a platform for manufacturers to show off some concepts, even production vehicles, as you alluded to earlier. The folks at Infiniti are going to be showing off a really retro-inspired one-seater racer that looks like it stepped right out of the 1930s, an open-wheel vehicle. We're also going to be seeing a Mercedes Maybach concept vehicle. And for a more tangible self, I understand Acura is going to be showing the refreshed RLX, and you got a little sneak peek.
Yeah, RLX is, of course, their flagship. They have a new look. It's not a complete redesign, but an important mid-cycle redefined. And they're going to have what, if I remember correctly, they're calling the Diamond Pentagon Grille is going to be the new look for Acura. And this is where John Akia, who was originally a top designer for the brand and now the general manager, is sweeping out a lot of bad old design characteristics. You remember everybody used to make fun of Acura. Mm-hmm. For that bad grill called the, we laughed at it because of that sort of funny shield look. Well, now you're going to see this new design feature in a lot of other nice touches. We have a story about the new Acura RLX on the site. A lot of technology as well as, of course, this new look. And they'll carry over that very, very cool three-motor hybrid engine in the RLX going forward. I will have some reports from Pebble Beach, but I'm going to stick around in Detroit this year. I'm overdue to go back and look at the Woodward Dream Cruise. In fact,
that's
another story
fantastic.
We're going to have tomorrow, Bob, I should mention, we're going to be having a story on Roadkill Nights. Many of your listeners, and I think you are probably familiar with the Roadkill show, they had a special party yesterday in Detroit. More than 30,000 people showed up for a combination of muscle car rally, thrill ride at the M1 Concours race circuit in Pontiac, Michigan. And you ready for this, Bob? They shut down a mile or so of Woodward Avenue, and they actually let people come in and drag race, real serious drag races. there was a 10,000-some horsepower funny car, you know, top fuel dragster running the strip. I was blown away by an old Dodge, which did incredible numbers. I mean, I don't know what their final run was, but they were expected to do do the quarter mile in something like 5-plus seconds. Not
amazing.
Unheard of when you're making 2,500 horsepower under the hood of an old Challenger.
Isn't that something? Well, I'm very glad to hear that. It's always a shame when these two events coincide at the same time every now and then, about once every 10 years, and it's going to happen next year. Pebble Beach will be on the following weekend after Woodward because of a conflict with a PGA golf event. But I only remember one other time that I was able to be at both places in the same year. But
yeah,
there's nothing like Detroit. There's nothing like the Woodward Dream Cruise and being there with the regular folks.
Absolutely. I'll tell you what, the Dream Cruise is still amazing. Something like a million people plus, million and a half turnout. 40, 50, 60,000 classic muscle cars, hot rods, sports cars, and the like. I've seen some of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. Somebody actually drove the Woodward Dream Cruise some years back in a motorized shopping cart.
That's right. And don't forget the bathtub with the woman taking a shower. Remember that one?
Oh, Bob, how could I forget?
Let's talk about some other cool vehicles that you've had the opportunity to get behind the wheel of. I love the Jag F-Type in particular, of course. I love the R rendition of it. But for 2018, they're going to be offering an F-Type four-cylinder as they continue to expand this lineup.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I was really curious about what it was going to be like when I first heard about it. And they said that, they said they'd have a surprise for us when we were over in Norway driving the new Range Rover Velar. And as we came down from one of our big mountaintop climbs, they said, hey, for the last better part of a day, we're going to let you drive the four-cylinder version of the F-Type. Now, one of the joys of the F-Type, Bob, you know that, is incredible roar that emerges from its exhaust. It is just one of the most thrilling sounds. It has a pop and burble that you expected back in the 60s, you know, just something transcendental about the darn thing.
So
what would happen when they went to a four? Well, you know, I mean, it is a different sort of engine, and it certainly doesn't develop that sort of deep rumble, but combination of some really creative engineering with the intake manifold, and then of course with the exhaust, and then some creative electronic tuning, and you wind up with an engine that, when it's really racing, sounds darn good. And I'll tell you what, it's not all just feedback into the passenger compartment. It really does make some great sound. One of the best moments of the drive, we went through a several-mile tunnel.
Hold that thought for the other side, Paul.
Yep.
This is Auto World and more on the Jag F-Type 4-cylinder with Paul around the bend.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have new sponsors nationwide. AMSOIL distributors George Douglas and Dan Watson have signed on. George and Dan are two of AMSOIL's largest distributors. George is an expert in aviation maintenance with over 35 years of lubrication experience. Dan is a certified lubrication specialist and a U.S. Navy nuclear propulsion specialist with over 25 years of lubrication experience. These guys can answer all of your questions and ensure you get the best lubrication products for your cars, trucks, boats, or anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication for the auto world. AMSOIL provides the best lubrication money can buy. Ensure you get the best results with the best advice. To contact George Douglas, go to oilhelp.com. That's oilhelp.com, or call 800-887-6698. To contact Dan Watson, go to thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com, or call 800-370-2986.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Today, how to get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call incorporate.com to start your incorporation in just 10 minutes or get a free incorporation toolkit including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com doesn't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy, so you can start incorporating or forming an LLC in just 10 minutes. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes, you're on the way to protecting your home, car, and life savings. And that is how you get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com is giving away incorporation toolkits for free. That's 1-800-943-6798.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
You got to love all things Corvette. You got to love all things Jag F-Type. If you've ever had the opportunity to be behind the wheel of the V8 powered variant or the V6 supercharged powered variant, there's a new kid in town. And Paul Eisenstein, fresh off a Range Rover trip in Norway, got a quick look at the Jag four-cylinder. And Paul, before that hard network break, you were telling us that on the drive, I believe you were going to tell us you went through some tunnels or some canyons. Tell us a little bit more about the sound before.
I got to tell you, Bob, it's easy to get long-winded when you start talking about something you love driving. And, that was a joy to drive it. And I was wondering what the sound would be like, how much of it was artificial and how much of it really, really sounded great. So, you know, you ride through a tunnel, you're going to hear the sound echoing, the real sound, not just what's coming into the car through, through an electronic system. And that sound was amazing, especially, well, let's say we hit extra legal speed, twice legal speed, three times legal speed. We won't talk about that, will we?
No,
we were going fast, Bob. We were definitely going fast. I refuse to admit that I was in Norway driving a car at extra legal speed. Okay, how's that? Am I safe?
I think you're out of the woods now, Paul. And speaking of out of the woods, we've got a winner on the trivia question, and Adam is the winner, and Adam is in Portland, Oregon. But Paul, finish the joke. This is an Opel-based vehicle from Cadillac. Tell our listeners.
We all used to call the Caterable.
Yeah, exactly. I remember that car so well. And you don't see him.
The real name, Bob. The real name. Let's not give you suspense. The real name was the Catera.
That's it. You got it. The Catera was definitely a misstep, and it was pre the art and science design that we've seen be very successful for the folks at Cadillac. But what's around the bend, God only knows. Let's talk a little bit about some other vehicles that that you and your team have had the opportunity to get behind. There's a great story about the Nissan Titan, the all-new one. I was always very close with Fred from FCA, from Fiat Chrysler, Fred Diaz, and he did so many wonderful things for the Ram brand. I wonder if he sprinkled some of his magic here on the Titan.
Yeah, it definitely has come up a big notch since they brought out the first Titan. And they kept the first generation around much too long, in part because they didn't know exactly what to do. You may remember the big Titan was supposed to be another Japanese attempt to crack the code and take on Ford, GM, and Chrysler, and it failed. It just didn't work for all sorts of reasons. And they were almost ready about the time that Chrysler was going into bankruptcy to do a partnership. You may recall that Nissan was going to get a version of the Ram pickup, and that fell apart when they came out of bankruptcy and decided to merge with the Fiat folks. So that was probably a real good move because they wound up Nissan going off and doing a design of their own, a complete remake. And the new Titan is quite a machine. I enjoy it, particularly that mid-range version. You know, we have the 1500s and 2500s. The Titan XD you might call the 2000s. Not quite a full heavy-duty model, and then they have the base model. And Joe Sesney on my team had a chance to drive it and really enjoyed it. And by the way, we should talk about one other car, which we're going to be doing a review on, something that I have in my driveway right now. And I will give you a hint. Okay. You ready, Bob?
Yeah.
The word wide body.
Oh, it is the Hellcat wide body from Dodge.
Ah, which... Grasshopper, you learn quickly. Yes, I have a wide-body Hellcat sitting in my driveway, and I have to tell you, it is an absolute hoot to drive. Take the 707-horsepower Hellcat. Add even bigger wheels and a bit wider around the fender. You know, they've broadened the fender. Basically, the back end of the car is very, very close to what we have with the Dodge Demon. The tires are more traditional street tires than the Demon's cheater slick, near slicks. But what you get is a lot better grip of the pavement to put all those 707 horsepower. Those ponies really want to grab the pavement with the new model, and it is just absolutely amazing. Now, here's the thing that gets me about the Hellcat. For those who haven't driven it, and I'm going to bet even with the enthusiasts in your audience, Bob, there's going to be a good percentage who've never been in the Hellcat. What really impresses me about that car is just how drivable it is every day. This is one of the great things. You know, you think about high-power muscle cars, and, you know, most people have been in at least one muscle car, and, you know, particularly in the old days, you know, they were a hassle. They were a handful, particularly on hot days or driving at slow speeds. And you can drive the Hellcat, including the wide body, in any situation you want, no matter how little or how much you want to stomp on the throttle. It's a very drivable vehicle, and I just recently drove a regular Hellcat, not the wide body, back I drove from Indy up to Chicago and then Chicago back to Detroit because a series of flights got canceled because of some weird Midwest storms. And I think I averaged more than 20 miles a gallon, even though I have to admit, Bob, just like in Norway, I have a tendency to occasionally step on the throttle a little harder then perhaps it's completely legal.
You've got to test it out. There's no other way.
Yeah, it was purely, Bob, it was purely done in the name of my readers.
You got it. Somebody had to do it, so Paul was more than happy to get his foot into those 707 horsepower ponies and unleash the fury of the Hellcat. Can't wait myself to also drive that wide body. Very attracted to the vehicle. If it looks as good in person as it does in pictures, they definitely have done lots of great things stylistically just by adding those larger fender flares. It's a mean-looking vehicle, and it's, like you say, an 80-year-old woman could drive it. Anybody could drive the Hellcat. It is that friendly. It is a daily driver. I have no doubt about it, and I'm a big fan. Let's talk about...
Even better, Bob, before you go on, what I really like is it is drivable even when you drive very hard. There's plenty you have an SRT mode where you can adjust a whole range of settings, including suspension, electronics, steering, and so on. And so unless you are going to absolute track mode on everything, the vehicle's electronics really help you recover from all but the most stupid mistakes. And when you're driving well, it just makes you think or feel like you're driving even better. It's a surprising car. And I have to say, when I find people who are big Chevy and Ford fans raving about a competitor, it's rare. And yet, as I found out going to Roadkill Nights, I found an awful lot of people there who were not Chrysler fans, not Dodge fans, who admitted to their respect for the Challenger.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more, Paul. Very well said. Let's talk a little bit about the Chevy Traverse that you have driven recently. I understand they've enlarged it, and they have big plans for this model from Chevrolet. Tell us a little bit about what they're hoping for.
Yeah, Bob, I'm going to have to apologize in that I am under an embargo. You know, it's a trade-off we often get. They don't tell us what to write, and we obviously wouldn't write it if they told us. But to get into vehicles a little ahead of time, we often do agree to an embargo date, and it will come off overnight, at which point you'll see my review go live on thedetroitbureau.com. So I'll just say that driving it was quite impressive, and you can read the review tomorrow and see why. But to give you some hints, what I can talk about is the fact that they've done a lot of really cool things. For example, the vehicle is several inches longer, but they've done a much better job of utilizing space. So if you were to get inside, you'd think that this three-row ute is actually a full class size larger. What is it? Something like 20% more storage space behind the third row and so on. The materials that they use are much, much better. You'd also think it's a price class above, in part because they have launched a couple of new higher-end models. The Traverse tended to be the low-price entry point into that mid-size SUV segment, and now they're adding models like the High Country, which will push it up a fair bit. This should help them a lot because not having a higher end model hurt them in the sales department. They lagged all the time, for example, the Grand Cherokee, the Toyota Highlander.
We're out of time, Paul, for this time around. Thank you.
Attention, Jeep and truck owners.
Well, I got up.
He is giving away a complete vehicle makeover worth up to $15,000 and a trip to SEMA. All you have to do is go to blog.jcwhitney.com/wrenchandride and upload a picture of your rig today for a chance to win. Check out our event calendar to find out when the J.C. Whitney Wrench and Ride Tour is visiting your favorite car show.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-backed rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.